I just want to take a second and thank Policy Genius. They're supporting today's episode of Success Story. I know we all have kids, we all have families we want to take care of, and I personally checked something off major on my to-do list, life insurance. It's a tough topic, it's really hard to think about, but it's so important. And the hard part was sorting through all the options. Luckily, I found Policy Genius. Policy Genius is an online insurance marketplace that makes getting life insurance surprisingly easy. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Now, knowing my family's protected brings me incredible peace of mind. Don't put off this important decision. Check life insurance off your to-do list in no time with Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. Eufy is sponsoring today's video. They reached out to me. I tested out their video lock. It is a game changer. I'm going to paint a picture for you for why I'm so excited to work with them. So, you're getting home, your arms are loaded with groceries or packages or boxes or everything, and your keys are in your pocket. This drives me nuts. This happens all the time. I upgraded to the Eufy video lock. Fingerprint, tap, I'm inside. And honestly, I also feel way safer. It's got this awesome built-in camera, so whether it's a package delivery or late night Uber order, I see exactly who's there right from my phone. There are no more mystery knocks. And the best part, this thing was such a breeze to set up. There's no wires, there's no drilling. There's also no monthly subscription fees. So if you are done fumbling with your keys, because I definitely am, search for Eufy Video Lock or head over to eufyofficial.com/video lock. Your front door, your sanity. Welcome to Success Story, the most useful podcast in the world. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. The Success Story podcast is part of the HubSpot podcast network, as well as the Blue Wire podcast network. Now, the HubSpot podcast network has incredible shows like the MarTech podcast hosted by Benjamin Shapiro. The MarTech podcast is all about maximum value in 30 minutes or less. The MarTech podcast shares stories from world-class marketers who use technology to generate growth and achieve business and career success all on your lunch break. If you like any of these topics, you're going to love the MarTech podcast. Some of the topics are zeroing in on the ideal product price point, identifying loyalty plays for smart marketers, finding the line between sales and marketing and SaaS, extending the lifetime value of your customer. If these are topics that are interesting to you, go check out the MarTech podcast hosted by Ben Shapiro wherever you get your podcasts. Hey everyone, my name is Scott D. Clary. Today I'm going to be breaking down the dynamics and the nuances of hiring a team. Now, riddle me this. If you're a CEO, if you're a manager, if you're an owner of a business, you're an entrepreneur, let's do a thought experiment here. I want you to imagine for a second leaving on a week-long trip. I want you to think that you're going to an isolated destination, you have no access to internet. Would your business survive without you? Now, if the answer is no, you're among the majority, believe it or not, but you don't have to be. There's another way to approach business where you aren't just building yourself a job, you're building something that is self-sufficient. You're finding the right team that is self-sufficient, capable individuals that can help you grow and scale your company. Now, where did this topic come from? Well, in a recent Success Story podcast interview, I spoke with somebody who's managed to achieve this many times over. His name's Charlie Feng. He is the co-founder of ClearCo. They used to be called ClearBank. And you may have recognized them because they are one of the leading startups in Canada. He's helped the company scale from just three initial founders to over 1,000 employees. Not only that, but he specializes in building teams into self-sustaining entities. It's an impressive feat. It's not easy to do, but I was very excited to pick his brain on how it's done. So I'm going to review some of the points that he taught over in the podcast, and then I'm going to provide some additional context based on my experience as to how to build the best possible team. So let's take a closer look on how and also when you want to build that dream team. But first, let's answer a major question. Why do you want to make yourself redundant? If you're a hands-on team manager or startup CEO, you may view the idea of redundancy as a setback rather than a goal. If the team no longer needs you in order to function or even to excel, then maybe you're thinking in your head, you've done something wrong. You think you're the captain of the ship, and without you, things will surely fall apart, right? Not necessarily. In fact, it's arguably critical that you end up hiring yourself out of a job in order to scale and grow your startup. For example, imagine you found the perfect product market fit and your startup is starting to take off. You put together a great team of engineers, marketers, and salespeople, but there's one key area that's lacking. You're the only one with any expert knowledge in your specific industry. And if you're not able to step back and let go of some of that control, your startup's going to hit a ceiling. It's simply not scalable or sustainable for you to be the only one with all the answers. You need to find people who can help you take your business to the next level. This is a concept Charlie Fang knows inside out. Having scaled many teams himself, you can find his interview on my YouTube channel if you want. If you want to hear the full thing, but basically, here's a brief rundown of his experience. So Clearco, one of the most successful startups to date in Canada and probably arguably globally, it's aimed at democratizing access to capital through the use of AI, a market the company managed to successfully corner. Now, in his role within the company, Charlie has managed to turn every single internal team into a high-functioning, cohesive unit. His team-building know-how has assisted in building the company up into the powerhouse and the absolute Goliath that it is today. So what did he do exactly that allowed Clearco to be the success that it is? So I mentioned this before, hiring yourself out of a job. Let's start with the basics. Who should you hire and how should you go about hiring them? Well, it's important to remember that team's makeup will largely determine both the company's early success and its ability to scale. You have to find people as the founder and CEO who complement you. While your goal is to eventually leave the team to their own devices, it's crucial to find people who will complement your skills and weaknesses in the early stages. Clashes between personalities can quickly derail progress, so it's important to find individuals who share your vision and are able to work productively together. On the podcast, Charlie also raised the topic of team diversity, which is especially important in early stage startups. This is why more emphasis is often placed on complementary personalities as opposed to similar ones. I speak about this a lot when I refer to culture. Building a strong culture is not just hiring people that are similar to you, it's hiring people that may understand the same vision and may be as excited and evangelistic about what your company is trying to accomplish, even though that's arguably hard to do. But still, the point is, you want people that bring complementary personalities. You don't want people that are the same as you. You don't want people that think the same way as you. You don't want people that act the same way as you. You want people that add, and you can't add talent. You can't add ideas to an organization if everybody who works in the organization is exactly like you. So you need to get people who will get on board with the mission for the company, but most critically, they have to be able to see things from different perspectives. Also, he made an interesting point about the difference between hiring people who are the same as you and hiring people that complement you. He mentioned this, is a great quote. He said, there are two ways to hire. One is hiring people who complement you, and then there's hiring people who are similar to you. They're not two separate concepts, but the same concept. It's important to hire people who complement your skill set, but are actually similar to you from a worldview perspective. What Charlie means by this is rather than choosing between complementary team members or similar team members, we should be aiming to hire those who exhibit both complementary and similar outlooks on the world simultaneously. Hire the people that you'd want to work for. So when I say similar outlooks on the world, what I mean by that is it's not they're coming from the same spot, same demographic, same neighborhood, same country, but they have the same work ethic, they have the same principles, they have the same morals. The things that are universal, that are industry agnostic or business agnostic, those are the things and the values that they bring to the table while solving problems from a different perspective that is shaped by their own particular worldview. Now, this is one of my favorite pieces of advice that Charlie gave in relation to team building, and I think you'll agree that it makes total sense. Hire people you would want to work for if roles were reversed. Now, you may ask why? Why is this so crucial? Well, think about it like this. Your end goal is to build this team into a totally self-sufficient, badass machine that can run entirely on its own. It needs to be able to scale, develop, hire new members, and produce results all without you. In that case, it makes sense to hire people who you would want to work for because chances are They have the same goals and aspirations and business acumen and ethic as you. They're also more likely to be invested in the company's success since they'll see.
I know a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this show, and NetSuite has been a huge supporter for entrepreneurs, for business owners, because there's one thing that we all know. Business is about making money, and it's about your bottom line. And the less you spend on the nuts and bolts of running your business, the more profits you keep. But these days, everything is costing more. Supplies, people, shipping. It squeezes your margins, and I've been there, juggling multiple systems for finance, inventory, you name it. Each with its own costs and its own set of headaches. That's why I made the switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's changed our company. Think about it. NetSuite is one of the top financial systems out there. It puts your whole business on one platform, accounting, finance, the works. One data source for everyone. There's no more mismatched info. And because it's in the cloud, it slashes your IT costs. No more servers, no more updates. Just access NetSuite from anywhere. With one integrated suite, your overhead drops big time. And here's the real win. Efficiency. Everything's connected in NetSuite. Costs are ridiculous lately. Find a proven way to reduce your expenses and get better performance out of your team. It's a no-brainer, and that's what NetSuite offers. Over 37,000 companies have figured this out already. You have to join them. Right now, through to April 15th, NetSuite's got an incredible, flexible financing plan. Check it out and see the savings yourself at netsuite.com/ScottClary. That's netsuite.com/ScottClary. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. I don't know about you, but the idea of being harassed, scammed, or even worse, all because somebody found my personal information online, that's terrifying. Our political opinions, our addresses, even stuff about our families, it's out there for anyone to grab. And did you know that data brokers are allowed to sell information on over 98% of Americans? It's scary stuff. That's why I've partnered with Delete Me. I personally use Delete Me. They're a big friend of the podcast because I put myself out there online. So safety is a huge concern. It's really scary how easy it is to find someone's details and information, but Delete Me creates a layer of protection that we all need. You tell Delete Me what you want gone, and they make it disappear from those sketchy data broker sites. And Delete Me doesn't stop. They constantly monitor the web to keep your information off those lists. It's like having a privacy watchdog that never sleeps. You need to take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. They're giving a special discount for all Success Story podcast listeners. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/success and use promo code success at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/success and enter code success at checkout. joindeleteme.com/success. Hey everyone, I just want to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's episode, Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond Bourbon. Now, I don't have a lot of liquor sponsors on this show. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is actually one of my favorites. I've drank it for a few years now, and this is why we actually decided to work together. Heaven Hill Distillery, family-owned since 1935, is a great entrepreneur story too. So there's five brothers. They filled their first whiskey barrels back in 1935, and their legacy still lives on today. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is aged over 7 years. That's three more than required by the Bottled and Bond Act of 1897. This means the best quality, the best purity, and the best consistency. This is not just average bourbon. It's the winner of the double gold medals at multiple 2023 World Spirits competitions, and they've won the very prestigious Triple Still Award. It's a very big deal in the liquor and bourbon world. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond boasts an exceptionally smooth oak flavor, while its aroma offers a sweet blend of caramel and smooth vanilla. If you love bourbon, you need to try Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond. Available nationally, look for a bottle at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Think back to your last few days in the office. Did any of them leave you feeling really accomplished? Not the kind of day where you're running around like crazy, but where you've made real progress on something that matters. Because being busy doesn't always mean being productive, and I bet you we've all been there, and maybe it's time to rethink what it means to get things done. Today's episode is sponsored by Belay, and what they help you do is, instead of getting sucked into emails and to-do lists, they help you delegate tasks and focus on big goals. They can connect you with top-notch US-based talent who are ready to take on those time-consuming tasks that bog you down. Let's be real, there are way more important things you could be doing than bookkeeping or wrangling a packed inbox. They have virtual assistants to handle all of those pesky administrative tasks, or accounting professional to take care of all your financials. But here's the best part. You don't have to waste weeks searching for the right person. Belay's personalized matching service works quickly, sometimes matching you with the right talent to take stuff off your plate in under a week. Are you ready to try a different way of working? Check out Belay's list of the top 25 things you can delegate to a virtual assistant. It might just change your business and your life. Text SUCCESS, that's SUCCESS, to 55123 to get the list and to start transforming your to-do list with Belay.
It as a reflection of their own work. And ultimately, people, incredible people, make organizations great. So if you're going to attract better talent and the best talent, you have to understand that the best talent won't be working for you, but it'll be working for the people that you hire. Another thing that you should always think about is prioritizing diversity when building this team. So imagine for a moment that the word diversity has never turned into corporate jargon, which unfortunately it has now. Forget the sugar-coated stock images of people from different walks of life coming together around a table. It's not that simple. Instead, let's think about what diversity really means. Diversity is the inclusion of people who are different from you. It's the acknowledgement that everyone has something unique to offer, and it's the understanding that a team with different backgrounds, ideologies, and experiences will always be more successful than a team of clones. This takes me back to how you want to hire. You want to hire people with different worldviews, but similar business and ethical principles. The concept of diversity in a team building extends far beyond the color of someone's skin or whether they attend church on Sundays. It encompasses a range of traits, including personality type, work style, education and skill sets, life experiences, gender, and other demographic identifiers. When building a team, it's important to remember that diversity should be one of your top priorities. And this isn't only because it's the right thing to do, it's because it makes good business sense. A team with a variety of perspectives can come up with better solutions, communicate more effectively, and be more successful in the long run. So now we have an idea of what we should be thinking about when we start to hire a team, and we know that we need that team, but when do you actually build that dream team? Well, building a self-sufficient team doesn't happen at the snap of a finger. And in the beginning stages of your startup, this usually isn't your main goal. The first few people you bring on should be able to help you get your business off the ground. They'll be your core team. But as you grow, you want to expand and fill the gaps with other specialists. So when should you start building that dream team? Charlie had some great thoughts on your first few hires. So he mentioned that the first 10 hires are incredibly important. And let's be honest, like for every company, I want to back up a second and just say that for every company, there isn't a one-size-fits-all approach either. Because for your first 10 hires, the people that you look for and when you hire them and what job function they actually do within your organization, it's going to differentiate an extreme amount depending on which industry or category or thing that you're trying to accomplish. But Charlie did pose highly useful ideas that will help you focus on your first 10 hires and make them the best that will set the precedent for all the other hires that you bring into the organization. So he mentioned that you should look for people who share the same conviction for the mission that you're trying to go after, because over time, it's always going to dilute. So it's
almost a warning wrapped with a piece of advice. You don't let the quality of your team slide as you add new members, because if the original solution isn't strong enough, it will dilate into a weaker solution as more people are added. This is going to happen no matter what, but you can bet it's going to happen a lot quicker if you don't have people that are on board and understand the vision and the mission of the company from day one. So to make sure your first few hires are rock stars, you got to put in extra effort during the recruiting process. Here's a few tips. Cast a wide net. Don't focus exclusively on your contacts. Reach out to friends, family, alumni networks. See if they know anybody who would be a good fit. Founders run the risk of hiring people that they've always worked with before because those people feel safe. They can trust them. It's not a bad idea, but cast a wider net than that. Use social media wisely. So platforms like LinkedIn can be great for finding potential candidates, but you need to be thoughtful about how you use them. It's easy to come across as spammy if you reach out to someone without taking the time to learn more about them first and their experience and whether or not they're the right fit for the job. So if you are proactively reaching out and recruiting people, do it with care and do it with a little bit of research first. Get personal. So when you do reach out, take time to introduce yourself, explain why you think the candidate would be a good fit for your team. Make sure to emphasize the core values and attitudes so that you can see if they reciprocate the same attitudes. And then lastly, follow up. Don't just send a note to somebody who you really want on your team, that all-star candidate, and then forget about them. After you've interviewed someone, follow up, see how they're doing. It shows that you care about the people that you hire, which you should be caring about, and that you're invested in their success. And obviously, even if you hire somebody, you interview them yourself as a founder, CEO, and they aren't a fit, you still communicate with them when they don't get the job. You still have to communicate with them, but constant communication over communication is always best. And if you put in the effort, you'll be able to find people who share your vision and are excited to help you achieve it. Now, after you hire those first initial rock stars, then the question is, what do you do about scaling? What do you do about scaling your team? So when you're satisfied that your foundations of your team are strong, this means that your team can confidently run itself with you not being present, and that you have the bandwidth to begin taking on new team members. How will you know when the time is right? How will you know when those core positions are operating without you? So if you feel like the team that you've hired is performing well and meeting and exceeding goals, that's a great test. If your team has bandwidth to take on new members and help train them without sacrificing quality or performance, and ultimately, when you feel ready as a founder CEO, you usually will know. It'll be intuitive whether or not you're ready to bring on more people into your organization if you feel like the people that you have brought on are functioning, they're running, they're exceeding and excelling, and that's when you start to scale up. And if you can check all these boxes, then it's probably time to start scaling. But be careful, if you're not 100% ready, hiring more people than you need can do more harm than good. Remember, there's a lot of time, money, and energy invested in hiring people. So if you bring too many people on and you're not ready to properly onboard them and to help them succeed, then it's going to be stressful for everyone, including yourself, your core team, your founding team, and your new hires. So a couple closing thoughts on team building to scale. When you're building up teams from square one, remember that you're weaving together a group of individuals with different skills, personalities, and goals. It's not going to be easy and it's not going to happen overnight. But that's a sign of diversity and strength. And if it takes a little bit longer to find the right talent and to bring a diverse group into the organization, you're doing it right. With the right attitude and a lot of hard work, you'll be able to find and assemble the perfect team for your startup. And not only that, but you'll have the ability and the freedom to step away from the day-to-day and work on your business's vision, which is the most important thing that you have to do as a CEO. Now, building a startup is hard, don't get me wrong. Making yourself redundant is harder. It takes time, effort, and a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. But as any entrepreneur will tell you, it's also one of the most rewarding experiences in life. When it comes to team building, there's no one way to go about it. Simply get out there, find your best and brightest minds to help you turn your vision into a reality. And honestly, I'm so glad that Charlie had this conversation. If you want to learn more about his thoughts on going from zero to one in a startup and then one to 10, please check out Charlie Fang's Success Story Podcast. If you enjoyed this breakdown of how to build a team, please hit that like button, hit subscribe, leave a comment below with any other business topics you want me to cover. I'll get into them. Have a great day and I'll see you soon.
I know a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this show, and NetSuite has been a huge supporter for entrepreneurs, for business owners, because there's one thing that we all know. Business is about making money, and it's about your bottom line. And the less you spend on the nuts and bolts of running your business, the more profits you keep. But these days, everything is costing more. Supplies, people, shipping. It squeezes your margins, and I've been there, juggling multiple systems for finance, inventory, you name it. Each with its own costs and its own set of headaches. That's why I made the switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's changed our company. Think about it. NetSuite is one of the top financial systems out there. It puts your whole business on one platform, accounting, finance, the works. One data source for everyone. There's no more mismatched info. And because it's in the cloud, it slashes your IT costs. No more servers, no more updates. Just access NetSuite from anywhere. With one integrated suite, your overhead drops big time. And here's the real win. Efficiency. Everything's connected in NetSuite. Costs are ridiculous lately. Find a proven way to reduce your expenses and get better performance out of your team. It's a no-brainer, and that's what NetSuite offers. Over 37,000 companies have figured this out already. You have to join them. Right now, through to April 15th, NetSuite's got an incredible, flexible financing plan. Check it out and see the savings yourself at netsuite.com/ScottClary. That's netsuite.com/ScottClary. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. I don't know about you, but the idea of being harassed, scammed, or even worse, all because somebody found my personal information online, that's terrifying. Our political opinions, our addresses, even stuff about our families, it's out there for anyone to grab. And did you know that data brokers are allowed to sell information on over 98% of Americans? It's scary stuff. That's why I've partnered with Delete Me. I personally use Delete Me. They're a big friend of the podcast because I put myself out there online. So safety is a huge concern. It's really scary how easy it is to find someone's details and information, but Delete Me creates a layer of protection that we all need. You tell Delete Me what you want gone, and they make it disappear from those sketchy data broker sites. And Delete Me doesn't stop. They constantly monitor the web to keep your information off those lists. It's like having a privacy watchdog that never sleeps. You need to take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. They're giving a special discount for all Success Story podcast listeners. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/success and use promo code success at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/success and enter code success at checkout. joindeleteme.com/success. Hey everyone, I just want to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's episode, Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond Bourbon. Now, I don't have a lot of liquor sponsors on this show. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is actually one of my favorites. I've drank it for a few years now, and this is why we actually decided to work together. Heaven Hill Distillery, family-owned since 1935, is a great entrepreneur story too. So there's five brothers. They filled their first whiskey barrels back in 1935, and their legacy still lives on today. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is aged over 7 years. That's three more than required by the Bottled and Bond Act of 1897. This means the best quality, the best purity, and the best consistency. This is not just average bourbon. It's the winner of the double gold medals at multiple 2023 World Spirits competitions, and they've won the very prestigious Triple Still Award. It's a very big deal in the liquor and bourbon world. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond boasts an exceptionally smooth oak flavor, while its aroma offers a sweet blend of caramel and smooth vanilla. If you love bourbon, you need to try Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond. Available nationally, look for a bottle at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Think back to your last few days in the office. Did any of them leave you feeling really accomplished? Not the kind of day where you're running around like crazy, but where you've made real progress on something that matters. Because being busy doesn't always mean being productive, and I bet you we've all been there, and maybe it's time to rethink what it means to get things done. Today's episode is sponsored by Belay, and what they help you do is, instead of getting sucked into emails and to-do lists, they help you delegate tasks and focus on big goals. They can connect you with top-notch US-based talent who are ready to take on those time-consuming tasks that bog you down. Let's be real. There are way more important things you could be doing than bookkeeping or wrangling a packed inbox. They have virtual assistants to handle all of those pesky administrative tasks, or accounting professionals to take care of all your financials. But here's the best part. You don't have to waste weeks searching for the right person. Belay's personalized matching service works quickly, sometimes matching you with the right talent to take stuff off your plate in under a week. Are you ready to try a different way of working? Check out Belay's list of the top 25 things you can delegate to a virtual assistant. It might just change your business and your life. Text SUCCESS, that's SUCCESS, to 55123 to get the list and to start transforming your to-do list with Belay.